This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the grain markets for Friday, April 26th. Well, pretty solid day in the wheat space yesterday, pulling corn higher. Not quite enough to get the beans higher, but it's still paying attention. For wheat, Kansas City and Chicago both were up 8. Minneapolis was up 12. Corn up 3. Soybeans down 3. So we're headed into last trading day for options for the May options today. They expire. And then, of course, first notice day next week. So a lot going on here. Normally, your grain markets are selling off headed into first notice day because long positions need to be out unless they're thinking of taking delivery. And so they would be selling into this time window. But that is not the case. And it's pretty much all about weather and solid export sales, which is kind of a surprise for the wheat space. But export sales at 454,000 tons from last week was a pretty solid number and at the high end of the range of estimates. China took 72,000 of that. Most of that was white wheat. Philippines took 93,000. South Korea took 53,000. In corn, 1.6 million tons. So again, a very impressive number there. Mexico took 644,000, South Korea 252,000, Japan 241. So spreading it out over a lot of customers as well. Soybeans at 331,000, China took 167,000, Mexico 195, Indonesia took 68,000. So year-to-date sales for wheat, we're at 18.9 million tons. That's up right at 100,000 tons over last year, which is just up 1%. So we're right on pace with the year ago. We're at 98% sold of USDA's projections, which is running about 6 points behind the average. In corn, 46 million tons have been sold so far this marketing year. That's up 7.5 million over last year. That's 20% higher. We're at 86% sold of USDA's projections, which is 8 points behind the average. In soybeans, we've sold 41.5 million tons so far this marketing year. That's down 9 million from last year, which is a drop of 18%. We're at 90% sold of USDA's projections, which is 6 points behind the average. So a little sluggish as far as the pace, but a solid performance pretty much all the way around, in particular for wheat and corn from last week. So getting back to weather, the wheat market paying attention basically to what's going on in the Black Sea and also to the Central Plains here in the United States. We've had dry conditions just be prevalent across the Western Plains, which is not unusual, but they've had a fair amount of rain just on the outer edges of that. The eastern edge of those western plains have had some decent rains, about a half inch over the last couple days. And that rain event is getting heavier as you go east. So stretching into the eastern plains and through the Midwest, they've had a pretty good shot of moisture. So that dry area is shrinking. Now, when you look at the drought monitor from yesterday, it's still showing pretty widespread drought across all of Kansas, almost all of Iowa, much of Missouri. So it's still a very large area that's officially in a drought status, but that's going to be shrinking and probably showing up in next week's drought monitor because of this rain event moving through. But the upshot is that the far western plains, which we were thinking might get some of this moisture, pretty much missed out. So the far western edge of Kansas, eastern Colorado, the panhandles still are going to remain dry. So that's going to be supportive for Kansas City. In the Black Sea, we're still seeing that high pressure ridge blocking rain events. You can see the rain patterns moving to the north and just riding that ridge. So it's still very much intact. And that dry area is expanding, if nothing else. Now, the forecast, once you get past May 4th, 5th, right in there, it does start to show some rain events coming into the far southern part of southern Russia. But that's kind of it. So even for the next 10 days to 2 weeks, we're still looking at relatively dry conditions in the eastern half to eastern third of Ukraine, across much of the southern region of Russia. And the market's really starting to pay attention to that. You know, as we get into May, if you don't see rain in the forecast and you're coming into May in a dry spell, that's starting to suggest you've got some problems developing. The key thing for the Black Sea is they do have pretty decent subsoil, at least for now. But if it stays dry, you're going to deplete that pretty fast. So we're headed into some critical time windows for the wheat crop around the northern hemisphere. And it's a little shaky for, you know, the western part of the plains here in the United States. And it's starting to get really shaky for the Black Sea region. Spring wheat areas, they've had some pretty decent rains. They've had above normal rains across much of the northern plains into late April here. So that's at least should get the crop off to a good start. And same thing with corn and beans. That dry western Midwest has had nice rain here over the last couple weeks. This system moving through is going to recharge topsoil moisture significantly, and that's going to get the corn and bean crop off to a very good start. I think that's why corn and beans are relatively flat here. The wheat market is on a surge. It's catching a huge updraft, you know, the biggest run we've seen since late November. And it's pulling corn higher, but it's certainly not really helping soybeans all that much. You're in the heat of harvest for corn and soybeans in Argentina. You're wrapping up soybean harvest in Brazil. The corn second season corn crop in Brazil is okay. It's not great, but it avoided some dry spells here with the monsoon sticking around. So we're headed into the dry stretch there as we head into pollination. So it's always a little tricky, but we should have adequate moisture to get that crop home in relatively decent shape, unless it just turns really hot on them. But at this point, we don't really see that being a problem. Speaking of temperatures, looking at the 6 to 10 day forecast here in the United States, almost the entire country is above normal temperatures, but it's centered right over the Central Plains and the Midwest. So this rain event that we're getting is important because we're headed into much above normal temperatures parked right over the central part of the United States. And it expands out from there. Almost the entire country is above normal temperatures. But a big chunk of that Central Plains and Western Midwest also has above normal precip. So we should see some offsetting of evaporation from that. But starting out the growing season with some pretty lofty temperatures already. So far that's not a problem, but if that sticks around, obviously that would become a problem. Even with adequate rain, it's tough to fight off intense heat, but that's not an issue at this point. But it is worth noting that we're going to be starting off this growing season with some much above normal temperatures across almost the entire country. The European Union experienced some cold temperatures these last couple nights. We had some frost last night across France, Germany, Poland, Switzerland. So they're thinking that there was probably some damage to the rapeseed crop there. We were kind of flowering. They're worried about that, probably shaving off some yield there. I don't think it was cold enough to really do any damage to the wheat crop. But it is worth noting that it's just been really wet, especially in France. And that's what affected their wheat plantings last fall, mostly in France, but also the UK. It continues to be wet, and it's slowing down their spring crop planting as well. French wheat stocks at 63% good to excellent was down 1 from last week, down 31 from last year. Corn plantings are at 26% complete. That's running 25 points behind the average. So you can see it's just been wet, wet, wet across Western Europe, centered primarily on France, which is a huge ag producer. They produce by far the most wheat and a huge corn producer as well. So a little shaky start to the seasons in the European Union, but it's mostly just from too much rain. So moving forward, we're headed into the weekend. This is going to be, the wheat market is firm on the night session. It kind of mixed to firm. This would be the 7th day up for Kansas City, the 6th day up for Chicago. It's the biggest run that we've had since late November, and that topped at 7 days. My guess is that probably stay firm into the weekend unless you start seeing a significant change in the weather pattern, which is unlikely. But now you got a weekend. And if you start to see some rain coming into those longer range forecasts by Monday, the market's probably going to stall out. If you don't, then I think the market takes another big push up on Monday, which gives us day 7 in Chicago, day 8 in Kansas City. So we're really kind of pushing it, especially for wheat. Wheat tends to be a streaker with price action, especially on the upside. Once it gets going, it really doesn't give you a chance to get in. And I think that we're on one of those runs. And then when it's done, it's done. So, you know, my guess is that we're going to come out of the weekend with not a lot of change in the forecast. It just doesn't seem to be that, again, except for that far southern part of Russia. So there is that little carrot hanging out there for the bears. But Monday could be pretty volatile as you look at a forecast much deeper into May. And if we're not seeing much change for the Black Sea, the market's going to have to respond to that and start to factor in some losses for the Black Sea and get some, you know, price action to compensate for that. But getting past 7 days, I think, will be difficult. And the market will probably, you know, have a run up on Monday if we don't see weather changes, and then take a breather and just see what happens for a few days. So that would be my guess of how the price action is going to go. It'll drag corn along with it. I don't think soybeans are going to pay too much attention. All this moisture in the Midwest sets the crop up off to a good start. I think that's the drag on the row crops, and it will continue to be that way at least for a couple more weeks. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.